You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
From around the block to around the world, we are the Tastemakers.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to our listeners around the globe on this gorgeous day, I guess, a gorgeous summer day. We're a week into summer now today, right?
That's
effective.
It, Mark. It became officially summer last week, right? And I think we've been on a little bit of a hiatus, so the first time we're back in the studio in a while, and lots to talk about. But
as we say, as we start every show, gorgeous outside. A little smoggy these last couple of days.
Yeah.
A little smoggy,
you think so?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the last couple of days, like, for instance, on Saturday, it was really smoggy, at least out by us.
Oh, yeah, not by us. But, that's L.A., right? We got rid of some of the smog from the 70s, right, when it was real bad?
Yes, we did.
Yeah. So that being said, when we're talking about summer, when was it officially summer?
Last Thursday. We're one week into summer 2018.
And the temps are pretty good. Yeah. And we got the 4th of July coming up. And next weekend, right after the 4th, we're in the triple digits big time.
Yeah,
like 103, 104, 106 out by me, which I'm, 30 miles north of Los Angeles, 108. 107 on Saturday, 106 on Friday.
See, when you get into the triple digits and then past the triple digits, 1-2, 1-3, 1-5, whatever, and above that's when it gets uncomfortably miserable.
Yeah, and that being said, I'm going to be in Scottsdale next week, 110, 111, and 112.
It's a dry heat, though. It's not as bad.
Yeah, that's still hot, though.
Yeah.
But it's supposed to be, 82 today, which is fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, when did you find it being uncomfortable?
92. Matt, before we start everything off, I want to mention to our listeners around the globe that this show today is sponsored by Ambassador Chicago Hotel.
Fantastic.
That's ambassadorchicago.com, located in the heart of the Gold Coast in Chicago, built in 1926.
The Gold Coast, I love that.
It's played host to a virtual who's who of the 20th and 21st century. Some of the guests, and are you getting ready for this, Matt?
I'm ready.
Some of the guests have included Frank Sinatra.
Damn.
Bill Murray, Dustin Hoffman, Elizabeth Taylor, Marilyn Monroe, David Bowie, The Rolling Stones, and Chicago's own Harry Carey.
Holy mackerel.
Right. AmbassadorChicago.com. It's a great place to stay when you're in Chicago.
Yeah, I bet. I love the sound. I love the name, The Ambassador. I love the fact that it's in the Gold Coast, which is... Do you know the history about the Gold Coast? Is that
Gold Coast was Millionaire's Row at the turn of the 19th, 20th century to the 1920s, I guess.
Yeah.
That's where the heart of the city's wealthiest people lived. So the Ambassador of Chicago.com and more to follow.
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you, Ambassador Hotel Chicago. Now I'm going to start the show like we do every Thursday, Mark, with wishing happy birthday greetings to those who are celebrating their birthday today. We got some good ones today, buddy. When you think about it, there's so many famous people, and there's 365 days a year. There's always going to be some good ones, right? But we're going to start out, Mark, with an Instagrammer, Hyojin19. As we know, each week, Mark, more and more YouTubers. Social media influencers are becoming more and more famous. So Hyojin is 19 today. And guess who's 47 today, Mark? Elon Musk.
He's 47?
He's 47 today. Huh. And did you know that his mother was a world-famous, renowned model?
No.
Yeah, she's in her late 70s, and she's a model.
Wow.
And she started her career, and her father or her husband, Elon Musk, he was like an inventor or something. But anyhow, Elon is 47 today, and his mother, I forgot what her name is, but she's a world-famous
older, model. Senior model.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Wow.
Kathy Bates, how old do you think she
is?
I would say she's
68.
Pretty close, buddy. She's 70 today.
I was going to say 70 originally, but then I thought that she can't be that old. But I guess Misery, when she won her Oscar, was about 30 years ago.
Or 1990, so she was about 42. Singer Savage. 37 years old today, Mark.
Savage. Never.
Here's one. I got a feeling you're going to guess this one on the button. Mel Brooks.
Oh, Mel Brooks has to be 89.
Oh, damn, dude. You're not even close. 92.
That's 3 years off. That's close.
Now, when you get that old, that ain't close, buddy. Oh,
come on. 89, 90, he's 92.
90, I'm 92. I thought for sure I figured you knew he was at least 90.
Yeah, well, 89 is almost 90.
Today. Happy birthday, Mel. Happy birthday. John Elway, general manager of the Denver Broncos, Hall of Famer, John Elway, quarterback, 58.
Oh, 58. Boy, 58. That's older than I thought.
Yeah. Kelly Pickler. What's her claim to fame?
She was on American Idol.
But she didn't win, though.
No, she didn't win.
So she's 32 today.
32?
Yeah, 32 today.
Boy, so I remember when she was on, and I thought she was like 22, but I guess that was 10 years ago.
Yeah, well, it started, I think, 12 or 13 years ago.
So she must have been on the first couple seasons then. Wow.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy.
Mark, YouTuber star, Blake, our family nest.
Blake, our family nest. Boy, what a ridiculous last name.
That
or
cat
that's
is,
his
that
nickname
cat is
or something.
18 today. Pet Morita. You remember
Pet Morita?
Morita.
He's dead, right?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, okay. He would have been.
He died in 2005.
Okay, so you went.
How old would he have been?
Yeah, he would have been.
That's a tough question because he's been dead for 13 years.
He would have been.
You got to do the math.
76.
86.
He
was 72 when he died.
Wow.
Yeah. And last but not least, John Cusack. How old do you think he is?
54.
52. Okay. Anyhow, happy birthday to everybody. But a lot's been going on, Mark, since we've been here. I mean, a lot of events, since we've been here last.
Let's start talking about the event we went to last night.
Yes.
It's always an interesting event. It's the
EMC.
It's the Estate Managers Coalition. And for people that listen to us around the globe that aren't familiar with, that aren't in L.A. or New York or Miami or London, estate managers are basically the individual.
That's what the EMC stands for, Estate Manager Coalition. I'm not sure if you said that.
I did say that. They are people that run wealthy people's estates. So you're rich enough, you have a 20, 30,000 square foot home on a 50,000 square foot lot. It's an estate, a true estate, not just a big house, it's an estate.
Yeah.
These wealthy people, they can't run the estate themselves.
They need more than a butler.
Right, somebody that takes care of the landscaping, housekeeping, the butlers, the cleaning of the cars, the garages, security, everything. So it's kind of like the old Dynasty series from the 80s where they had that major domo was...
What were they called back
then,
though?
What was his name? Right. They were your whatever.
Yeah.
What was his name, though, in Dynasty?
Who, the
butler?
Anyhow,
but he was the estate manager. He ran everything. He was like the chief of staff. But it's like the same thing from Dynasty. But in today's day and age, you're an estate manager and you run everything that have to do with the estate.
And so, what we found out last night, too, Mark, they also do travel.
Travel, right.
Yeah.
So we've been going to the Estate Managers Coalitions. They have a monthly networking party type thing.
Mixer,
yeah. So we're not
members.
Estate members per se or members, but we, because of our connections, our affiliations.
We're on the guest list.
Yeah, we're on the guest list. So we get to go to these things. And last night was especially good for a couple of reasons. One, because the menu they had last night, the dinner was just that. It was a great dinner.
It was a dinner.
The silverware was really nice silverware. It was heavy silverware.
Well, share with everybody where it took place.
Yeah, it took place at the Perch, which is inside Bloomingdale's in the Glendale location. The Perch is basically a place you go to for high-end bathroom
fixtures,
appliances, kitchen, bathroom appliances. I mean, if you're building a mansion, an estate, this is where you go to purchase all these fixtures. So this place, this party was taking place, the mixer inside the Perch in Glendale, the Bloomingdale's. And again, it was fantastic. The buffet was short ribs. Which was
fantastic.
Melt in your mouth, off the bone, ribs.
They had grits, too.
Grits, which was fantastic.
Potatoes.
And something that was unusual that I haven't had in years, chicken a la king.
Yeah.
When was last? An unusual combination to go with Ritz, potatoes, and short ribs.
And I think Brian, who's the owner of the he mentioned something, too. He said it was like an eclectic mix of stuff.
Yeah, but you know, grits, potatoes, and short ribs, great. It was strange.
Did you get everything that was on the list? I know you got our plates. You got everything.
I was just going to say, it was strange they didn't have any, like, string beans or carrots to go with that. Usually when you have like a short rib and then you get the potatoes, there's an extra thing. But the extra thing in this case was chicken a la king.
Yeah.
You know, interesting. But before you got to the meal, then you had the hors d'oeuvres ahead of time, which was they had some great crackers and cheese and breads and grapes and apricots, dried fruit.
I love the cheese platter. It was wonderful. And the dessert was great, too. They had cupcakes. They had lemon bars, which were fantastic.
Yeah.
And then they had like a chocolate mousse type thing.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
So it's a great networking event. And one of the sponsors last night, too, was a concierge elite travel company. And they gave away two great trips last night to this new wellness resort.
One of these trips was worth $25,000.
That was the trip to Kenya.
Yeah.
To a resort in Kenya. And it was all expense paid, business class air travel out there. And then I think it was 6 days at this resort in Kenya, which was great.
And they gave the winners were people who put their business cards into a fishbowl like you would normally do it. And the woman who won the one for the wellness place, Mark. She submitted it without a business card, right? She just wrote it in. I think that should not. You should not be qualified. Should be disqualified.
Got to drop a business card.
Yeah, because that could just be some Tom, Dick, and Harry who just maybe who's unemployed.
Yeah.
I mean, it should be somebody who's there to mix and to enjoy and to share their business contacts. And if you just write your name on a piece of paper, I don't think it qualifies you.
I agree.
Don't you?
I mean, just, I do. I think you need to have a business card in there because today's professionals, I don't care how digital the world is we live in.
Yeah.
We talked to the one woman yesterday,
right.
And she says for the environment or whatever, she doesn't waste paper with a card.
She said she's but how does that help you?
That's going to the extreme.
How does that help you when you're networking and you're in a meeting?
It doesn't, but it just helps. It helps Mother Nature by cutting down one less tree.
And I get that, but it doesn't help her. She said she was going to send us an email today because she got your card.
But again, that's to the extreme.
Yeah.
I've got here a program with the Pasadena Pops, which we'll talk about too. They could save paper and not give this and just say go to your app on your phone and look at the digital program.
And that's a lot of paper. A business card's a business card, so I don't agree. But anyhow, that wellness place, what was it called? Man, and that place looked great.
Yeah.
But how's business in the wintertime? It's northern New York when it's all snowing and cold.
The Catskills.
The
Catskills.
But, and the one in Kenya sounds fantastic. And evidently in November, they're going to start running a nonstop flight from New York to Kenya, to Nairobi, which is going to open up a lot more for the country and the city. So, but anyway, two wonderful trips. Neither one of us won. It would have been nice, but a wonderful event that we attended last night was in Glendale, which was kind of close. And it's funny, for those of you who are listening, Glendale's, you know, 10 minutes from Hollywood, 10 minutes from downtown. At the start of the meeting, they asked, who drove farthest? And, take care of it. Who drove the farthest to get here? And somebody immediately raised her hand, and they said, where are you from? And she said, West Hollywood. Now, for everybody listening, if you're not familiar with the landscape here in Southern California, West Hollywood is 10 to 15 minutes from Glendale. How somebody could say that's the farthest they drove was just ridiculous.
It was.
Yeah. Somebody came from La Puente. Now, that's far. And somebody came from Newport Beach. Anyhow, wonderful event. Thank you, Brian, and the team at EMC for allowing us to come and continuously putting us on that guest list, because that's a nice party. It's a nice networking thing. Always good food, good beverage, and a good time. We went to another event 2 weeks ago. Was that called? It was the convention for
E3. I think I got the thing right over here.
Yeah, which was fantastic. Makes you realize how big and how interesting and where the industry is going with computers, the computer games.
Yeah, the complete name was. No, it doesn't. It's just E3. E3 2018.
Yeah, Entertainment 3? I don't know. But
there were thousands of people.
Thousands.
There. It was there for 3 days, I think, and they were expecting 75,000 people.
Yeah, which is crazy. And Mark and I seem like the old codgers there. They're walking around. It was kind of like a Comic-Con, but just for...
It was fun, but crazy because there were just so many people there. It was tough to comprehend everything that was going on. But like Matt said, I guess we're
kind of like lost. Liked it though. It was cool to be there. We like to keep in the loop, but
it was weird. Another event that we just attended over this last weekend, and that's why I do a great big shout out to them because we've been doing this for the last couple of years. Is the Pasadena Pops. They have their Warm Nights, Cool Music summer concert series at the Los Angeles County Arboretum in Arcadia. Pasadena Symphony pops.org. Now, they have concerts during the year, and the summer they have it at the County Arboretum, which is a great place to go to see a concert. I mean, it's fantastic. Last Saturday nights was That's Entertainment, Gershwin to Sondheim, and Michael Feinstein. He's the principal pops conductor, which is fantastic. This guy knows everything about everything that's got to do with music, the Great American Songbook, and so forth. So the concerts usually go for about 2 hours. They go for an hour, and then there's a 20-minute break, and then they comes back and finalize the concert with the last hour. Last week's concert, we had Liz Calloway. She was a soloist. Alan Lazar, soloist, and Brighton Thomas, soloists. Michael Feinstein, principal pop conductor. Tom and Erica Girardi were chairs of the evening. You might remember Erica Girardi if you watched the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. She's one of the housewives. So she is a resident of Pasadena. Her husband, her husband, Tom Girardi, is one of the more well-known, celebrity attorneys in the Los Angeles area. But they've got some great performances. The next one is July 21st. It's Summer of Love. Michael Feinstein sings the hits of the 60s.
Well, he's doing something with Liza Minnelli next week in
Costa
Mesa. Yeah.
Well, you know, they're best friends.
Yeah.
Next week, where? Where was this?
Costa Mesa somewhere.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah. Well, remember we were there last year and she was there.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
It was real good.
Yeah. So, and then you've got, let's see, it's August 4th, Classical Mystery Tour, Tribute to the Beatles.
When's that?
August 4th. And then August 18th, Bernstein's New York. And they close it out September 8th, which is Broadway Goes to the Movies.
There's nobody like Liza or individual people.
No.
Like we saw, in addition to Liza, didn't we see somebody else there too? Anyhow.
Could be. I'm not exactly sure. But it's a great concert series. It's a great place to go to if you don't want to drive all the way out to the Hollywood Bowl. If you want to have something more relaxed.
Especially good for you.
Yeah. Again, it's Pasadena Pops at the Arboretum. Pasadena Symphony-Pops.org. Go there. Get tickets now because they sell out fast. They got all sorts of options. They've got table options, and they've got you could sit out in the...
Was your table for four people or six?
It's always four.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. One, two... No, six. It's six people. For six people.
Yeah. Wow, that's nice.
No, you're wrong about that one, Matt.
I looked at the bottom, and that's what it said.
Oh, okay. I didn't.
Yeah.
I'll check again. But anyhow, go visit the website, get tickets, and start getting to these concerts.
Fantastic. Looking forward to it. I missed it last week. I know you had a great time.
So that was a great event.
Yeah.
Last night's was a great event.
Looking forward to it. But what I'm looking forward to is another World Cup game. Soccer is something I could give two craps about for most part throughout the year. I don't care. But when it's every 4 years, Mark, when the World Cup comes around, I watch it almost every game, which is crazy. This year, it's not as appealing because not only is the U.S. not in it, Italy is not in it as well. And to make things even worse, Germany, the reigning champion, was eliminated in the first round the other day. So that brings us down to Brazil, which is looking pretty good. England is playing Belgium as we speak right now. I think Belgium is going to win the whole thing. But I don't know about you, Mark. I can't get enough of these games.
They're okay.
They're okay. Yeah, I mean, I absolutely love them. What I don't like, though, is the last game comes on at 11, and it's done
11,
by 1.
Right. 11 a.m.
Yeah, because they're taking place in...
Russia.
Yeah. So,
but does the last game take place every day at 11 o'clock?
Yeah.
So the first one's like at 6.
Yeah.
And then they got another one at 8.
Yeah.
And then the last one's at 11.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I in the past I liked having it throughout the day and the evening.
Yeah.
But to have the first one starting at 6 a.m. That's just a tough one.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's interesting. What I find fascinating, and we've said this over the years, the crybabies, these players, they trip, they fall, and they're out there crying like they just broke their neck or broke an arm or something, and then suddenly in 60 seconds they're up and out like if nothing happened. But they're on their floor, they're crying, they're screaming, and it's like, what happened to these guys? You see these guys get these hard tackles in the NFL, and they're up and going without any problem. They're not out there crying. These soccer players, they're crybabies.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, let me just looking for something here real quick.
Okay, yeah, because I just sent that over to you, and it looks like it's 100%.
Yeah.
So anyhow, here in L.A., there's always something going on in the weekends, the summer, whatever. So lots of stuff going on. Oh, by the way, I think I mentioned this before. I'm a realtor now. I have a real estate license, so I'm buying and selling real estate here. So if anybody out there in the L.A. area is looking to buy a home or sell a home in this extremely hot L.A. real estate market, send me an email at markharrisrealtor@gmail.com or go to my website, realestatebymarkharris.com. I'll help you buy, I'll help you sell here in the hot LA market. So if you're looking, drop me a line, go to the website, realestatebymarkharris.com. Thanks.
You're right, Mark. I was wrong. But that's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
It makes no sense.
Anyhow, Belgium is playing England. Colombia.
Right now, right?
Yeah. Colombia advances. They beat Senegal.
Belgium and England both advance, regardless what happens.
Yeah, because they're both undefeated.
Yeah.
But like I said, I'm taking Belgium to get the whole thing. Because I figured with Germany being eliminated with no U.S., no Italy, that would mean it would only be Brazil probably. or France. Who knows? I mean, I try to follow as much as I can, but anyhow. Did you see the NBA awards the other day?
I did.
Second year. You know, award season doesn't start till later in the year, but awards are throughout the year. I mean, we got the ESPYs coming up in 2 weeks. Earlier this week, it was the NBA Awards. On Sunday was the BET Awards. Last week was the MTV Awards, and 2 weeks ago were the Tony Awards.
Right.
So even though it's a...
Well, the thing about it is now there's just so many award shows.
Yeah.
It's not just award season anymore.
Yeah.
These awards are going on throughout the year.
Yeah.
What I found surprising was the amount of people. I don't know if they all got together about this thing during the NBA Awards, but there must have been... six or eight of these players that were wearing similar jackets, these bright paisley-style wired jackets.
Oh, yeah.
And they were all similar.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Did they coordinate that ahead of time?
You know?
And even the Mocumbo Tumbo.
Oh,
baby.
It was great. Yeah,
that thing he was wearing?
Yeah.
Was ridiculous.
Oh, Mark. That was the Craig. He won the Craig Sayer Award. So that was.
Oh, that's why he was wearing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why everybody was wearing those jackets.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I was going to say.
That explains it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so it was in respect to him.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. I couldn't understand why are they all wearing these crazy jackets.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good deal. Good deal.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have any shout-outs here today?
I do. In fact, I'm looking for one right now, Mark, a client that just signed up just 2 days ago, or actually yesterday.
Signed up for what?
VVO for our upcoming Emmy gifting suite taking place in September in Hollywood. VV Soy. Let me just find their information on it. VIVISOI.com. VV Soy. Let me look them up.
The way you were just pronouncing that and spelling it, it sounded like the National Spelling Bee from 3 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah?
Could you give us the correct, the complete spelling?
Is that right?
The pronunciation?
Is that right?
Yeah. Ascot. A-S-C-O-T. Ding, 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 ding. And by the way, we'll speak
about that, by the way?
Multiple ones. The Gold Cup, which was Thursday, and then Saturday. The main race they have is not on Saturday. It's Thursday with the Gold Cup, which is strange. You'd think they'd save the main race to all the way at the end. The Queen had a horse running in the Gold Cup, but she did not win. Wacky thing about Ascot also is, unlike U.S. races, other than the Kentucky Derby, where 21 horses race, every race at Ascot's like 25, 30 horses. Every race.
Is that right?
Which is crazy, yeah.
Wow.
So it's anybody's race.
Wow.
Yeah.
A VV Soy, Mark, the first V is, which means life. The second V is for vitality, and soy means both self and silk in French. So VV Soy.
Yeah, but what is it? What's the product?
It's skincare. I'm going to get around to it, Mark, but I just want to tell you what V, because the first time I came across this brand, I'm thinking, what is VV Soy? It's the combination of what the mother, their mission, Mark, it's a skincare product. Let me just get this here.
Okay. Well, anyhow, Ascot was great. It goes Tuesday through Saturday, so he's got Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 5 days of racing at Ascot, which is 22 miles outside of the city of London. It's 2 miles away from Windsor Castle, so it's got a great location. Racing has been going on in Ascot since 1765, which is... that's a long time to have the races going on over there. Queen Elizabeth has attended every Ascot race since 1945 without missing any of them. So her first visit to Ascot was right after World War II ended, and she's been going back.
How long?
Since she attended her first Royal Ascot in 1945. So she's been going to Ascot since 1945. She loves racing more than any other English monarch over the course of the last couple hundred years. It was started in 1765 by Queen Anne and has been going on regularly since then. I mean, this is a hoot. I plan to attend next year. It's on my bucket list, so hopefully I will be crossing this off my bucket list next year.
Hopefully I'll be able to attend with you.
Yeah.
Back to VV Soy, Mark. Again, VV Soy. They're famous for their body butters, skincare, also Luxe products, as well as aromatherapy? Aromatherapy.
Yeah.
Aromatherapy, chakra candles, tarot ball rollers, lavender pepper balms, kiss balms, salt scrubs. You name it, Mark. They run the gamut with all their skincare products. That's VV Soy. VIVISOI. VVSoy.com. Check out their website. You can make purchases online, and they're going to be participating in our upcoming Emmy event. It will be in the gift bag option, Mark.
Oh, great.
So,
I'm looking forward to trying it.
Actually, I am as well. They have wonderful looking. Their presentation is great, too. You know as well as I do, when you're in the business, our presentation is key, too. We make the best of it, even if it's simple, but presentation is key. And their logos and their products look fantastic. So, VIVI, that's V as in Victor, VIVISOI.com, VIVISOI.com.
Wow.
Check them out. Hey, how about good. IHOP, Mark? They're changing their name to IHOP now.
But I think that was just a promotional thing, right?
Yeah, but international, they have a special now. Have you had the burgers there?
No, but the burgers look fantastic.
Yeah, I've had them there before in the past. Last summer, they had the special $4.99 thing on Wednesdays or whatever.
Ooh.
Excellent.
So
huge, huge. So International House of Burgers, and they still serve early in the morning, too, so if you want a burger in the morning. So
after they announced it a couple weeks ago, Denny's started doing their promotion for their burgers again. I've had their burgers at Denny's before, and the burgers at Denny's, I think, are absolutely incredible.
So
and they've got the big steak fries, you know, like the Sizzlers used to have.
Well, maybe that's why International House of Pancakes is changing to. Does it make sense? Even though it's a promotional type thing, you know, but they have the $6.99 special. It's a steak burger, it's the fries, and the beverage for $6.99.
So fries, burger, and drink for
$6.99? Yeah.
And that's an ongoing special?
Well, that's what they had last week.
Okay, well, I got to check into that because if that's still ongoing, I got to go check it out because I just got a Facebook thing about $5.99 Denny's Super Grand Slam, which is a great deal for $5.99.
Oh, yeah.
Two of their best you've never had a pancake better than the new buttermilk pancakes they got at Denny's. They introduced
these
about
a year ago. New pancakes?
About a year ago, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a pancake person.
Well, yeah, but they're the best.
Yeah.
You had two of these giant pancakes, two eggs. Two bacon, two sausage, and hash brown for $5.99.
Yeah, the Grand Slam, right?
Well, this is the big Grand Slam. The Grand Slam itself is not double of everything. What I just told you is double. Grand Slam is one egg, no hash browns, the Super Grand Slam or whatever. It's fantastic.
Fantastic. It's called the Super Grand Slam.
I believe so. I'm going to check real quick while you keep talking.
You check that out.
I'm not sure if it's called the Grand Slam or Bam Bam Grand Slam or.
Hey, we're invited today, Mark, to be actually we're invited yesterday to be guests on a radio show over the weekend called The Bigger Picture.
Oh, it's the Super Grand Slam.
Yeah, it's the Super Grand Slam.
Yeah.
Anyhow, the Timothy Spangler show. He's on AM radio, AM 870, nationwide broadcast. So they have millions of listeners, from what I understand.
Millions.
So,
that's
millions
great.
Of listeners. So we're going to be on Sunday evening. The name of the show is The Bigger Picture, the Timothy Spangler show on AM 870. That's a nationwide broadcast. So if you guys have time on Sunday evening, I think we're coming on late. How come we're on so late?
10:30.
Yeah. What the hell?
That's not prime time, is it?
That's not prime time, is it? 10:30 our time. Holy mackerel. That's 1:30 in the East Coast.
Yeah, when you said 10:30, I was thinking, do you mean 7:30? And it's just going to go be 10:30. So 10:30 our time, like you said, 1:30 East Coast?
Yeah, and that's 6:30 in the morning if you're waking up in London.
Wow, well, we got to look into that to confirm these dates and times and everything.
Yeah.
But anyhow, that's some great exposure for us.
It is some great exposure.
Do we know how much time we have? We're committed for it?
15 minutes.
Oh, 15 minutes?
Yeah.
That's a lot of time.
Yeah. Well, we've done these before, and I thought 15 minutes is about the average.
I guess I'm going to have to TiVo Succession on HBO, because that comes on 10 to 11.
Yeah, I TiVo it all the time. Speaking of that Succession, a couple other good shows that are on right now. Yellowstone, which... second episode was last night, which I love. Takes place in Montana.
So it was a lot better than the first episode?
Well, I liked the first episode a lot, but last night was an hour. 2 hours, there was the introduction.
What was the introduction?
Yeah, and I get it. Hours not long enough, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But I love it. Kevin Costner plays the ranch owner of the largest private ranch in the United States, right?
So I guess he's supposed to be like a Ted Turner.
Yeah.
But real. But good. You know what? I got to say,
that's on the Paramount Channel.
Yeah, Paramount Channel, which used to be Spike.
Yeah.
I got to say, though, if it wasn't for Kevin Costner, I wouldn't watch the show.
Yeah.
He's the draw into it for me.
I'd watch it anyhow because I like the whole idea, the concept. Yeah. But he's kind of like a villain, too.
Yeah, he's
kind of like a J.R. Ewing type.
Right. That's right. It's a combination of Dallas and Bonanza.
And you'll see that from last night's episode where he will you'll see he will do whatever he needs to do. And then he's got that henchman, Rip, I think his name is. The guy in black.
Yeah.
I mean, boy, last night was, again, like I said, last night you will realize that Kevin Costner will do whatever he needs to do.
I'll be watching it tonight because Thursday night there's nothing really on TV. But you're talking about shows, and yeah, there's good shows and everything, was the season finale of Westworld on Sunday. And I know you gave up on it a while ago.
Yeah.
I watched the whole season throughout, and I got to tell you, it was nowhere near the excellence in season one. Plus, season two not only wasn't as good as season one, it's like they almost intentionally, purposely made season two as confusing as possible.
Yeah.
This season ended, you were still figuring out what the heck was going on.
Yeah.
Who is a robot? Who's not a robot?
Yeah.
Very confusing.
Yeah, disappointing, actually, because they turned what started as a good show last season.
Yeah.
I mean, Westworld was a great movie in 73 or whenever it came out. And the idea and concept, fantastic.
Yeah.
So, that, you know, all these years later, they do the show. And it only went sour, like, in the last two episodes, I think. Is that, or was it the last episode when the robots took over?
You mean of season one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the last episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, okay, if that's where they're going with this idea and direction, that's okay. But do it three or four seasons into it.
Yeah.
Not ending the first season, because they could have went so far. They could have brought in the medieval times, the Roman times.
Yeah. Well, you know, this season they were in Shogun, Samurai World and India World, which...
didn't make sense to me.
I don't know.
I mean, if you want to stay to the original format, why are they doing that?
Yeah.
But if they want to go with the robots taking over, I mean, that's how Westworld ended, the movie. The movie, I mean, that's what it was about, the Westworld. But... this is crazy, though.
Yeah, because now the next season, have they repaired all the robots? And they going to reopen? Because something like that would take years to reopen again now, and I don't know.
Yeah, and like you said yesterday, we were talking about this, because the LA Times had an article about it saying how confusing it was.
Yeah.
And then you said even when it ended, they came back and they made it more confusing.
Yeah, they did. The credits rolled, and they came back with Ed Harris again, and you're wondering what... is going
on. And didn't
he
get shot like three times last week?
It's like he kept getting beat up, shot. Everything was happening to him, and he just kept coming back.
I thought he was going to be dead, because he got shot like three times, didn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
And
anyhow,
did he get stabbed, too?
I think so,
I love the boy knife that he's got, that huge one.
Well, that's how you saw that one part the other day when he lost his gun now, and then he's going to go to take on the robots again, and he goes to his side, and he takes out he doesn't have a gun now, but now he's going in with the Bowie knife, it's a sword he's holding it.
Yeah.
But I want to do a big shout-out, again, to one of our other brands that's going to be participating in our Emmy Celebrity Awards September 14th gift bag. It's a new company, with Wild Creations. It's called Luzarte, Luzarte, or Luz, Luzarte.
Luz or Luz?
Again, you could spell it either Luzarte or Luzarte.
Yeah.
The website is luzarteproducts.com. You could also follow them on Facebook at facebook.com/LUZARTE2016 or instagram.com/LUZARTE2016. That's Luz or Luz Arte Products. Now, Luz Arte specializes in unique and creative functional art for the home and body. Now, how great is that for the home and body?
Right.
They utilize state-of-the-art manufacturing processes and super safe and effective materials to produce their wonderful designs. I must say, this is one of the better bios I've seen explaining the product and the benefits and so forth. Luz Arte is run by Luz Chavez, a knowledgeable herbalist, together with her daughter, with over 30 years designing products for the medical and aerospace industries. They produce one-of-a-kind art pieces and fun products for everyday use. Now, this sounds like they got every angle covered. They've got an extremely variety background, including aerospace, which is fantastic. Most designs are manufactured from in-house CAD. And for those who don't know what CAD is, do you know what that is?
CAD?
CAD.
I do not.
Computer-aided design.
What the heck?
And rapid prototyping. Wow. Together with modern
and
old resin casting technology, Luz Arte can produce its wide range of creative products from waxes, soaps, silicone rubbers, and ceramics. Together with specialty herbs and ingredients, Luz utilizes these technologies to produce lip balms, healing lotions, functional soaps, effective personal massagers, soothing candles, and even herb smoking products. Sold only through www.luzarteproducts.com. Feel free to email Luz for custom orders. Again, this is a great bio. The website, again, is Luza, L-U-Z-A-R-T-E products.com. Also, L-U-Z-A-R-T-E. Oh, yeah, I just went over that, products.com. So it's a great site, great products. We're looking forward to having them in our gift bags.
Fantastic.
So thanks so much, Luzi, for participating.
Did you give the website, Mark?
Yes, I did. Thanks, Luz. I did give the website. Okay. Yeah, we're good
Very
to go
good.
With them.
Very
Thank
good.
You.
Very good. Did you see Goliath?
I've seen, you said it was how many episodes? Eight?
Eight.
Yeah, I think I've seen six.
Eight is good for these things on Netflix or Amazon or
Yeah,
Hulu.
I like it.
You know, 12 is too long. You know, whatchamacallit, Brockmire just ended last week. That was eight.
I have to watch every, I haven't seen one yet.
Six or seven is a little too short. Just like, what did that Showtime with Cumberbatch a couple weeks ago, Patrick Melrose. That was five episodes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now, that's too short because you got to build character in the whole thing. Five's too short. 12 is too long. 10 is okay, but I love eight. Episodes.
It's good.
Yeah. And, you know, some of the episodes were 30 minutes. Some of them were like 42. I like that, too. You're not sure if it's going to end directly at 30 minutes or like Santa Clarita Diet. It's all 30 minutes. But
Oh, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
No desire at all to see that.
Yeah.
Show.
The first season I liked a lot. I live in Santa Clarita, so I guess. I don't know. But with our buddy, Mark, Timothy Olyphant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who,
great.
By the way, is coming back for this year's Chris Everett charity event in Boca Raton in
early part of November.
In Delray Beach. First weekend in November. They just released some of the celebrities the other day that's going to be participating, which is great. John Levitt comes back again this year. Tate Donovan, he comes back again this year. Timothy Olyphant, he comes back again this year. They're adding Seal for the first time. Should be interesting.
Yeah.
ChrisEverett.org. Go visit the website. See all the events. Because they've got events taking place Thursday. Oh, wait, no, Thursday. Friday,
Saturday
and
Sunday.
Now, this includes the Friday morning breakfast and tennis introduction at the Boca.
Is that called Breakfast with Chris?
Yes, at the Boca Raton Resort and Club, followed by the Friday evening
cocktail party
poolside, which is fantastic, followed by Saturday's Delray Beach Tennis Club, where the tennis matches start.
Like at noon.
At noon.
And they go to like 5.
Followed to the
early.
Saturday evening
gala.
Grand Gala at the Boca Raton Resort and Club. Just when you think it's all over, there's nothing else they can do. And then on Sunday, they're back at the Delray Beach Tennis Club with more tennis. And if you're lucky enough to buy a ticket to the VIP tent, you got food presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
Excellent.
You got open bar.
Excellent.
You've got great tennis as you got all the tennis.
Fun.
All the tennis greats.
Fun.
Chris Everett is playing. Martina Navratilova is playing. You know, so all the celebrities are playing tennis. So you got the booze. You got the food. You got the tennis, you know,
Mark,
and then it ends Friday, Sunday evening.
It seems like we were just there, Mark, but as we're getting ready to go into July, all of a sudden now we find ourselves 4 months away.
Yeah, we're 4.5 months away.
And
which is unbelievable.
Tickets are still available. There are sponsorship opportunities, so
if you want to volunteer,
granted, it's in Florida, it's not here in LA, but still.
For our listeners in Florida.
It's a great cause. Like Mark said, great celebrities, 3 full days of fun and excitement, great food, great people, great everything.
Yeah, if you want to be a sponsor, contact them. If you want to volunteer, contact them.
If you want to donate,
contact them. If you want to buy tickets to any of those events I just mentioned, I think they have tickets start at like $20 for the tennis matches.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, it's great. The Friday night pool party,
everybody's,
I think, is
$100. Everybody's budget can fit into it.
Yeah, everything's affordable.
Yeah.
So go to chrisever.org and participate.
Yeah.
It's great.
Now, let me just backstep a little bit, go back to Goliath, because the first season 2 years ago was fantastic. I think he got Billy Bob Thornton got a Golden Globe and an Emmy, I think, for it, didn't he?
I think you're right.
Yeah, so he returned this year. But the show was like two different shows, two different series. The first 4 episodes I thought were great. The second 4, it was like almost like it was a different show, I thought.
Huh.
And I didn't.
It's interesting seeing Paul Williams. I haven't seen him anything in a couple of years.
You know, I was thinking that. How does that happen?
Did they find him?
Yeah.
Does
Paul Williams go to his agent and say, listen, I got to get out there. I love this show. Get me into it. Or do the casting people at Goliath say,
Amazon,
we need somebody different? But I was thinking the same thing. You know, how does that happen? You know?
Yeah, how does it happen?
But
it was good seeing him because I haven't seen him in years. But he looks fragile.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy fragile.
Yeah. But it was still good. It wasn't as good as the first season.
Yeah.
But it started. So you still have a couple episodes to go?
Yeah, I got at least 2, maybe 3.
Yeah.
I'll finish it this weekend. And I've got a busy weekend real estate-wise. I'm holding open houses. I'm going to be in the office. So contact MarkHarrisRealtor@gmail.com if you're interested in buying and selling in the hot Los Angeles real estate market.
RealEstateByMarkHarris.com. Check it out, man. Check it out.
Had to get that plug in.
Yeah, of course. Okay. And speaking of getting a plug, so let me plug another one of our clients who's going to be participating in upcoming Celebrity Gift Bag.
Our second biggest event of the year. The Emmys is right around the corner. Right. The nominations are in 2 weeks.
And you know, Mark, there's no affiliation that we have with the Emmys. This is just the Wild Creations Celebrity Gift Bag or Gifting Suite in celebration of the Emmys.
Right.
So we will be providing a gift bag as well. And one of our brands are going to be Thorlow. They're socks.
It's
like an $18 sock, Mark. The company was created in 1980. I'm not sure if you knew that or not.
And, you know, they've been with us before.
Yeah.
Years ago. Yeah.
The product was originally conceived in 1980 to be the most protective, sport-specific, athletic padded sock. Hey, do you remember their socks, Mark, from events in the past?
Sort of, yeah.
Do you remember how cushiony they were?
Sort of.
Yeah, so go to Thorlow. That's T-H-O-R-L-O, Thorlow.com. And like I said, Mark, the sock was originally conceived to be the most protective, sport-specific, athletic padded sock out there. But I do remember they were, like, super comfy. They're almost like if you were in like a house slipper that's got a lot of like foam in there and stuff. But happy to have them on board. Reconnect. It's been probably at least 5 years.
Probably.
Since we've had
and
them.
We've had them because I think many years ago, man, I think we had them in when we did Sundance too.
You're right.
Because I remember all these socks kept coming over there.
Uh-huh. And they were like green bottom and orange bottom. Super, super comfy. They're a little on the pricey side as far as socks go. But I think you could wear them almost like a slipper.
Great.
But Thorlow.com. Hey,
congratulations to Justify, Triple Crown winner, from Bob Baffert. That's two Triple Crown winners he's trained in 3 years.
Wow.
So
that's
Justify,
crazy.
Yeah, Justify has raced in 6 races, has not lost any of those races, is the new Triple Crown winner, thanks to Bob Baffert and, thank you, and jockey Mike Big Money Smith. Or Big Money Mike Smith.
Where'd that nickname come from?
He's won more money than any of the other the jockeys.
Well, just this year, right?
No, in history.
Oh, in history?
In history, yeah.
Oh.
I had the pleasure of meeting Mike Smith last week.
Got a photo,
Mark?
Do we have a photo?
No, the desk was this far, and he was doing
selfie.
You have to do the call. He had so many security around him, so many people and handlers.
Really?
It was just like, I don't think I want to.
Big money, huh?
And they were moving along so fast. It was just like, so he was over at Santa Anita last week, and then they paraded Justify around the track, so you can see Justify, which was great. But Mike Smith, and the great thing about this poster, they was giving away, he was signing this poster, and if they would have told me this ahead of time, I'd have been there. I was about the 100th person in line to get this autograph, but if I'd have known this ahead of time, I'd have been the first 50. Bob Baffert also signed the first 50
posters.
So I'd have had a poster of Justify signed by Bob Baffert.
So you didn't get the poster at all?
I got the poster, but got signed by Bob Mike Smith.
I'm surprised you didn't get the earlier.
I didn't know about it. I was there an hour before they opened, and before he was due there. I was there at 9:30, and there were already 100 people ahead of me. But what I'm saying is, had I known that Bob Baffert was signed the first 50, I'd have been there earlier so I can get the poster signed by Bob Baffert and Mike Smith. But, you know, it was great seeing Justify again, and it was great meeting Big Money Mike Smith.
Big money.
Yeah, so.
More money than any other jockey in history, they say, eh?
Yeah, yeah. So a big thank you to SantaAnita.com, based over there in beautiful Arcadia. The racetrack has been up since the 1936, I think. And Santa Anita has been. We've got a great partnership with Santa Anita. Matt and I go to all the big matches there: the Preakness,
races.
The Belmont, the Pegasus, Santa Anita
Kentucky Derby,
Kentucky Derby, opening day, closing day, and any other big events they got throughout the year. SantaAnitaPark.com. They've been really generous with us, allowing us to go and visit the chandelier room over there.
Man, so, it's a wonderful way to spend the
wonderful
day.
Wonderful way. They just closed it last week. Was the closing day was on Sunday. They don't open again until the Christmas Day.
So it's closed?
Well, you can still go see races from around the country, yeah. But there's no more racing there till until.
Well, because Del Mar opens in 3 weeks. Usually, yeah. That's they close right before yeah. they go
close
right
on
over.
Sunday. Sunday was its last day. Doesn't open again till Christmas Day this year. So I'm looking forward to opening day again. But again, we're 5 months away from that.
I'd like to check that out one day during the week, Mark, to see what kind of crowd goes in there to bet across the country.
Interesting. Yeah. San Anita. If you haven't been to San Anita, you gotta go. It's the great race place. So thanks everybody over there. SanAnita.com. They're over there in Arcadia. Phone number is 626-574-7223. Address is 285 West Huntington Drive. So enjoy the great race place.
A big shout out to the Las Vegas Golden Knights. Though they did not win the Stanley Cup, and they only won one game in the Stanley Cup finals.
Only one game, huh?
Only one game. They got almost swept by Washington. Well, they won the first game in Las Vegas, and then Washington went on to win the next four. But big shout out. I mean, they're an expansion team.
Yeah.
I like their name. I like their uniforms. I like that they play at the T-Mobile Center. You were watching a couple games, how it starts out. They got that whole presentation on the ice, medieval
nice.
Type thing. Yeah, fantastic. Love it. So big shout-out to them. Like I said, they did not win, but I'm still – that would have been great to see a victory parade down Las Vegas Boulevard.
Absolutely.
Wouldn't it?
Big shout-out, Matt, to another one of our brands participating. They just came on board yesterday. They're going to be in our Emmy Celebrity Gifting Suite in Hollywood on September 14th. And it's great to have them on board. Aztec Secret. And the brand, it's the website is Aztec, A-Z-T-E-C hyphen secret.com. And these guys, they're based in, let's see where they're at. They're in Nevada or Arizona. Indian Healing Clay. It's the world's, and get this, it's the world's most powerful facial.
Wow.
Right? They have 1 to 2 pound jars of the facial in this jar. And each jar, I guess there's 15 facials per pound. So if you buy a 2 pound jar of their facials,
30 facials.
You're good for 30 facials.
Do you have any idea how often you're supposed to do one?
I don't think people do. I think weekly is about, it's really up to you how often you want to do a facial.
Yeah.
Some people only get like a couple a year. That's pushing it. But I think if you buy this, the great thing about this is you do the facial yourself and you got it in the jar and you get 30 of them with a 2 pound jar.
Yeah.
It's non-allergenic. Feel your face, feel your face pulsate, and it's deep pore cleaning, 100% natural calcium bentonite clay. Ask for their 100% oils in their amber glass bottles. I think that's cool. Amber glass bottles.
Yeah,
it's the original calcium bentonite clay, sun dried. And again, this is what I love. It's the world's most powerful facial. Go to Aztec-Secret.com to see the brand, to see all their what they're all about, which I think, you know, this is really a neat thing. I mean,
I like the fact that it's
facial
the most
in a jar.
Powerful. So if it's the most powerful one, I would assume you probably only need one a month, if that. So this, if you get one jar, probably lasts you 2 years.
Feel your face pulsate. Deep pore cleansing, great for whole body packs. And again, you go to the website and you find out how the Aztec Secret works. 100% natural calcium bentonite clay. And you could purchase the product online. So again, I can't say this enough. World's most powerful facial. That's pretty cool, right?
Yeah. For sure. Like
always mix well to smooth. And you make it yourself. You mix it up and you put the pudding paste together and you put it on.
You mix it up and you make it yourself.
Yeah. It comes in the jars and then you got to mix it up and get it ready to put on. So 15 facials per pound. So it's non-allergenic. So it's a great facial. So it's the world's most powerful facial. So go to the website. Check it out and hope to order it.
Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. The most powerful one. I wonder if it's if you feel it when it's...
I bet you can.
Yeah.
You feel it you're just going in there doing its job, which is kind of cool, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Well... Sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Hey, are we on Storage Wars lately, Mark? I know we had
we were on 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. We had like a mini marathon, didn't we?
We were, yeah. It was classic Storage Wars. We were on it, and I think they ran 3 episodes the one time, and then we were on a couple days later. They ran a couple more episodes. So, but I don't think we've got anything coming up.
Is it returning?
Oh, for another season? That's a good question.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't heard anything about it. I hope they are. right?
Yeah.
But I haven't heard anything about it, so we'll see. Oh, again, I want to do another big shout-out, Matt, to AmbassadorChicago.com, the great classic hotel in Chicago since 1926. We're going to be visiting there later on this year.
7 weeks from today.
And one of the restaurants that I'm looking forward to checking out is Booth 1. Okay, it was created by their principal bartenders, Brandon Phillips and Derek Alexander. They've got inventive dishes that make your mouth water. How about that?
You're making my mouth water right
inventive
now.
Inventive dishes that make your mouth water. Booth 1, it's inside the hotel. It's a great restaurant. They've also got what they call the library. It's reminiscent of the 1950s. It's American and European coffee house.
Is there a history to that restaurant, Mark?
The Booth 1?
Yeah.
Not really. It's a fairly new restaurant. The hotel's been there. The hotel's been there since the 20s.
Right. Yeah.
But Booth 1's just fairly new. It's managed and run by Let Us Entertain You, which is a big brand of restaurant management companies.
Yeah.
But this is a great place, Booth 1. You got to go check out their menu. Go to the Ambassador website, ambassadorchicago.com. And that's the main restaurant, Booth 1. They've also got the library, which is reminiscent of the 1950s American and European coffee houses.
Ooh.
They feature La Colomba coffees.
Love it.
So they got fresh baked pastries and the La Colomba coffees. So, I mean, this is a great place to visit. The Ambassador Chicago Hotel, ambassadorchicago.com.
Looking forward to it.
Booth 1 restaurant. So we're going to be having dinner there, I think, the first Thursday night.
Well, Thursday night
we'll be having dinner there one of those nights. So looking forward to that. Looking forward to promoting Ambassador Chicago on our shows leading up to our trip. Social media, you're going to begin doing their social media promotion for them as
starting
well.
Today.
For our followers, our thousands and thousands of followers. So we're going to be promoting them on the radio show, leading up to it, during and after our visit there in Chicago.
Fantastic.
7 weeks, you said?
7 weeks from today.
Wow.
And for all our World Cup fans out there right now, it is tie score at halftime, 0-0 Belgium. England.
Tie score, huh?
I do not like
that's a drag.
The only time they don't go into for the actual final game, it can't end 0-0, so they go into the kicks.
You're talking about the championship game?
Yeah. That's the only time it doesn't end with 0-0. But you play for 45 minutes. And how about, Mark, the way these guys get hit, they're like crying.
I was saying about that earlier.
I mean, it's just.
But thanks for another great week of listening here to the Tastemakers on LATalkRadio.com. Please go to our website if you're interested in following the Harris Brothers. Excuse me. WildCreationsMedia.com. Follow us on Facebook. Facebook.com/WildCreations. Twitter. I don't know what our handle is for Twitter. Instagram.
Wild Hollywood. It's Wild Hollywood, I believe. Did you mention MySpace?
There you go. So until you see us next.
And catch us on the radio, Mark.
Catch us on the radio on Sunday night, right?
8:70 a.m. at 10:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Well, I'm looking forward to that.
Right on.
Until then, until our next time, thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Enjoy life. Eat something good. Drink something better. And we'll see you on the radio.
Later.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.